News.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy. There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit.
I wanna tease my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped. Beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back to start off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday for you in just a moment. But before we get into that, are you ready for Jesus Ween? That's right. Jesus Ween. The Christians are at it again. They want every fucking holiday to be about them. No one else can have any fun. They took Christmas from the pagans, and now they want to take Halloween from the Satan worshippers or something. Not cool, Christians. Not cool. What's even less cool is the name Jesus Ween. Sounds like Jesus' penis. Jesus Weenus. I'm not really even sure of the point of Jesus Ween. I don't know if you're supposed to hand out Bibles in communion wafers instead of candy out to kids and stuff. Or if you're supposed to dress up as your favorite, Bible character. You know, with Halloween, it's all about slutifying your costume. Girls just can't be, you know, a kitty cat. They have to be a sexy cat or a slutty nurse or a sexy-looking pirate. Do you really want a slutty Virgin Mary? I'm wearing pink short shorts with the word miracle on my ass because anything that shoots out of my holes are a miracle. And baby Jesus is, like, dangling between her legs. Still attached to the umbilical cord. It's very blasphemous. I can see this going horribly wrong for the Christians. Joseph ain't the baby daddy, but I ain't gonna tell him, because he's been paying for all my expenses and shit since I've been preggers. All right. Now I got these three old men breathing down my neck, trying to give me presents and shit. They be tripping if they think I'm gonna get with them. I ain't no prostitute. Roll up in the Benz for me, then maybe we can talk. Shit. Fucking myrrh. What the fuck am I going to do with myrrh? All right. So there you go. My impression of a slutty Virgin Mary. Ta-da. So, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, what to wear on Jesus Ween, I just gave you an idea there. Yeah, but Jesus Ween, I saw this news story about Jesus Ween about a week ago, and now there's tons and tons of stories, so I'm afraid this thing is getting traction. Christians are the worst. All right. Before we get into... my statement on that, on religion today. Before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, I've got a couple of real short audio clips. The first one actually is about Jesus Ween from some sort of Christian show. Take a listen.
It's almost October 31st, and many families are gearing up for Halloween, but this year a Christian group is encouraging many Christians to give out Bibles and Christian gifts in a friendly way. They hope to have Christian many churches gifts. And bookstores benefit as people buy Christian items, and hopefully the gifts will get new people interested in joining a church. Their spokesperson said they would love to see Jesus Ween in various cities and towns. They also mentioned enjoying high traffic and good...
How fucking lame is that idea?
...response on discussions on JesusWeen.com and their Facebook page. They would like you to talk to your pastors and friends about Jesus Ween October 31st.
Jesus Ween, October 31st, all Christians with one voice freely give Bibles and Christian books.
Gift-giving festival.
Jesus Ween. You imagine getting like a chick Bible track in your Halloween bag? That's worse than the old lady who gives away pennies or Necco wafers. That's a shitty candy. Much rather have that than a stupid chick Bible track. All right, so there you go. That's Jesus Ween for you. Before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, one more clip I wanted to share with you. By the way, I got to say thanks to DV listener Matthew for sending in the Jesus Wing clip. This is a clip from CNN, and apparently they apologized for playing an inappropriate song in a news story. Take a listen here.
Lettuce flavor still driving, still driven at the age of 103.
All right, it's a real human interest story. Some old broad is still driving at 103. She happens to be black.
Tooting around Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and you know when she's coming. No mistaking, her 79 two-tone Coupe de Ville. But I think the story here is she's 103. 104 next month, and she looks 25 years younger.
She really does Disclaimer. Look good. I mean, you know, black don't crack.
Shout-outs for you.
Why do you call yourself a nigga? Nigga, 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 nigga. Because I'm a motherfucking nigga.
Now, on the note of music, we aired some music just a few minutes ago, and obviously, for those of you that heard it, it was the wrong music that aired, and we apologize for that. It was a terrible mistake, and we're working very hard to make up for it.
Now, here's the thing. Nigga, 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 nigga wasn't the song that originally played. I'm almost 100% sure. And if you go on YouTube, there are like 8,000 different variations, people putting all sorts of music in there. I'm just wondering, what was the real song that played that they had to apologize for? I don't think it was Nigga Nigga Nigga, because that is quite the fuck up there. If anyone knows what the original video is, let me know. Email me, show at distortedview.com. All right, time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written, bizarre, or just disgusting sex stories. I then read them to you. And we all have a good laugh, and maybe even a wank or two. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Yeah, today's Sextastic Tuesday story was sent in by DV listener Guy. He says, I've been a longtime listener, and a couple of days ago I bought a subscription to the Sideshow. This also gave me the strange urge to find a Sextastic Tuesday story for us, and he did exactly that. This is from the website SoFurry.com. Although the story doesn't have to do with furries per se, there are still animals involved, though. All right, here we go. It was already 5 years that I was working in a kennel. I saw quite a few dogs in all these years and managed to control myself. The urges. But that was about to change. We were only two working there. I should mention that English is not the author's first language, so you can pretty much tell how this story's going to go. Downhill. We were only two working there, my boss and me. My boss announced me that he was going to take a long vacation. I asked him how long, and he told me 6 months, and added that I will be in charge for all that time and could even hire someone if needed. The only thing I was thinking of was my biggest fantasy. Does anyone have any doubt as to what that fantasy is? Come on. I bought everything I needed and waited what that means, and waited for my boss to go on his vacation. When he did, it was mid-December, almost the dog's mating season. 3 days after my boss left the place, I brought in the kennel basement all the stuff I bought in homemade. Mm-hmm. The basement was a huge unused space, and I could easily fit a chest freezer. What the fuck is he going to do to these dogs? Fuck them and then stick them in the refrigerator? In the first days of January, while I was giving food and cleaning the dogs' cages, I saw that two females were already going into heat and that the males were getting horny. Some were even humping my leg. It was time for cum. That's the quote. That's what the guy says. Some dog's humping his legs, and he goes, it was time for cum. The kennel closes at 6 p.m. I had to wait. I waited until 6:30 to be sure that nobody will come bother me. I first brought one of the females that were in heat in the basement and putted her in the cage. Like a 40-year-old writing this story. I putted the dog in the cage. And then choose five medium to large horny dogs and brought them in the basement. They were all on leech. Probably leashes, but he spelled it leech. They were all on leech, and I attached each leech on five different hooks I had added to the wall. The dogs were spaced enough so they couldn't fight or harm each other. I will finally be able to use my homemade machine! There were five dummies that were the size of a medium-sized dog, and each one had a sophisticated artificial vagina. The entrance of the artificial vagina was large enough for the dog's penis to enter, but once their knot grew, they were stuck like a natural mating. The interior was made of rubber, which had two layers. All right, first of all, witch is spelled W-I-T-C-H, the that type of witch, and two is T-O. So, all right, the interior was made of rubber, which had two, I'm assuming the number two layers. The rubber was extendable to adapt to each dog, and in the middle of the two layers, there was water so that it would be the most comfortable possible. Each artificial vagina was attached to a small and quiet pump, which will activate itself every 30 seconds and inject water. It was to simulate the contractions of a female dog vagina. At the other end of the artificial vagina was a semi-rigid container that could contain up to 150 ounces. Oh, I'm sorry, 150 milliliters, or 5 ounces, that could easily be attached, taken off, and stored. Is he going to harvest dog cum? I lubed each artificial vagina and brought one at the time each dog to their dummies. Let's just move on. There's no point in trying to decipher this madness. With the female present, they were eager to have sex, and in less than 10 minutes, they were all knotted. I could see their pre-cum, cum, and prostatic fluids, or after-cum, as we call it, in the biz, drip into the containers. I couldn't just look at them, unload their juices. So for those that didn't turn around and were still lying on the dummy, I went to their rear and started to massage and suck their balls. But this would be the first and last time I was going to do that. I was getting so hard, I needed to control myself. They unknotted one after the other, and after 40 minutes, they were all free. I then took the males back in their kennel cages. Once back in the basement, I took the containers and putted them in the freezer. After looking to how much fluid I've collected, there was an average of 75 milliliters, or 2.5 ounces, per container. My goal was to collect 13.2 gallons. And after doing some math, I figured that I needed 134 sessions like this one, with an average of 34 per week. What the fuck is this? Like some sort of bizarre math problem. Tommy wants to harvest 13 gallons of dog semen. If the average dog produces 2 milliliters of semen, and there are 40 dogs per session, how many sessions will Tommy need to produce 13.4 gallons of cum? All right, where are we at here? Finally, 4 weeks after I had my 50 liters of dog cum and my balls were full. It was February, the middle of the dog mating season. I had already chosen my lucky winner and was waiting 6 p.m. to close the kennel. At 6:30, I went to the dog's cages, and all the males that I already brought to the basement were looking at me. They all think you're disgusting. They're judging you. They all wanted to have sex again, but this time they won't be able to. I brought 6 male huskies in the basement. It was a common race where I worked. I attached them to the wall, but this time 2 on the same hook. I then went back up to get my lucky winner. It was a beautiful red/orange/brownish husky with light brown eyes. She was in heat and ready to have sex. I brought her down to the basement and attached her to a 6th hook. I want to know where this is going. I'm kind of confused. Is he going to have sex with this dog? Or what is he going to do with all the gallons and gallons of dog cum? Alright, she moved her tail on the side to show her bouncing vulva. Okay, I was already rock hard. Well, yeah, a bouncing vulva will do that to you. And pre-cum was flowing, but I couldn't have sex yet. I turned on the self-heated bathtub. Very romantic. Lit some candles. But I didn't fill it with water. Oh. Okay, it's all starting to make sense now. I pulled out the containers from the freezer and extracted the frozen semen to put in the tub. It took some time, but I finally managed to put all the semen in the tub. For the moment, it was an icy mixture, so I decided to go back up and pass time on the internet and some featured videos on YouTube. All right. When I went back to the basement, all I could smell was cum. It was wonderful. All the dogs were going crazy. The female was licking her pussy, and the males were starting to hump each other. I knew it would be a good idea to attach the males 2x2, like that only one out of 2 would satisfy himself. Okay. I took my clothes off. I held a female husky by her collar and detached her. The first thing she did is jump into the tub to eat the cum. I rapidly joined her in the tub, and I putted myself under her and facing her. My back was in the hot cum, like if it was fresh and just came out. You know, because the bathtub is heated. She had each one of her front paws next to my head and her rear paws on each side of my pelvis. She started to lick my face, and I took advantage of that and started to French kiss her. I lowered her so she would be chest against chest. Her fur was so warm and soft. All that cum getting stuck in there. I guided my cock into her pussy and started to thrust her. All my pre-cum was coming, and I could see all the dog cum starting to go on her fur. While I was thrusting, she started to breathe heavily with her tongue hanging out. I licked her tongue, yuck, and we French kissed again. That's what I say yuck about, not the fact he's bathing in dog cum. Always while thrusting her, I heard the male dogs fighting, and then I heard a whine. I stopped thrusting to take a peek out of the bathtub and saw that one of the three male pairs were already butt to butt, and for the second pair, one of the huskies was thrusting in the other's anus. I knew it would happen. They were so horny. It could only be this way. After a few minutes, I reached the point of no return. I was going to give at that female husky my ultimate gift. My seed. All my cum that I accumulated for a full month while all the dog cum was surrounding us was given by all these impatient and disrespectful male dogs that are even willing to fuck another male dog to satisfy themselves. I came and came again, filling her and putting all my cum into her. I held her so that she stayed on me until my cock popped out. I touched her pussy and felt a lot of my cum coming out of her. She was so full. Now I'm going to fast forward a little bit here because it gets a little boring, but basically he unlatches all of the dogs and they, you know, basically all start fucking the female dog. All right, my lover was still being filled by the male husky. I went towards the husky. I just came in and started to give him a hand job. He immediately started to thrust in the air and his cock finally came out of its shaft and appeared fully. He turned around and a few seconds after started to unload his balls and cum. But I was ready, and while he was coming, his cock was in my mouth. I swallowed every drop of cum and prostatic fluid, and then in parentheses again, after cum. After 10 minutes, his dick started to shrink and finally went back into its shaft. At the same moment, my lover and the male husky separated. I attached my lover on the hook next to the bath and the two males on separate hooks. I went near the remaining pair of huskies and detached them. All right, I'm going to fast forward again because this is getting boring. I went back into the basement, and there was only me and my beautiful lover left. She was still not satisfied. This husky's a whore. Whereas the males that were already sleeping. I took a vibrator that could stimulate her pussy, as well as her clitoris. I turned it on maximum and shoved it in her pussy, being careful that the part that stimulates the clitoris was actually touching it. I lubed my cock, her anus, and decided to take her doggy style. I gently inserted my cock in her, and once fully in, I grabbed her rear legs and started to thrust her. Every time she contracted her pussy, I could feel her anus contracting as well, but I also felt the vibrator through her anus. After a few minutes, her anus, and therefore her vulva, were contracting, stronger and more often. She was breathing really fast, and I felt all her muscles contract. She then looked at the ceiling, bent her ears back, closed her eyes, and howled. I never heard a howl like that one. I was going to come, but I didn't expect her to come as well. Aw, they came together. After a minute of thrusting and howling, I dipped my cock into her vagina anus. I don't know what that is, a vagina anus. It was wonderful to come while she was howling. I took my cock and the vibrator out of her. She first lied and cleaned herself, then came and cleaned my cock. We went back upstairs and I cleaned her as well as myself. I put her back in the cage. She lied down and looked at me. I will always remember how she looked at me. It was like she was thanking me for making her come. The day after, I took everything back to my place and cleaned the basement, but I still pleasured my lover until she was out of heat. So there you go. A very considerate lover. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for October 11th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. never see deals like this, freaks. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K at AdamandEve.com, where you can purchase sex toys, vibrators, lingerie, lube, men's sex toys, videos, blow-up dolls, anything to get you off at AdamandEve.com. Again, 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping by using coupon code FREAK. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. So you can buy yourself a vibrator, one that would even get a husky off. Just make sure to rub it against her clit. Seriously, though, don't have sex with animals. And don't use any Adam and Eve product on animals. They haven't been tested. You can use them on your cow of a wife, but that's about it. All right, there you go. AdamandEve.com again. Coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. All right. Can I say that again? How many times do I have to say that? AdamandEve.com. Coupon code FREAK. F-R-E-A-K. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I do have to mention that today is an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. If you would like 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You can also pick up all of the bonus content. Last week, we did a video cast, a bonus show, an extended program. And then I think the week prior to that, we did something on the weekend. Is that right? Or maybe a bonus? I don't know what we did. There's always new content popping up on the Sideshow feed. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. It is DV's member site. Help support the show at superfreaksideshow.com. I feel like I'm repeating these web addresses a lot today. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, DV listener CJ sent in this story. Story comes from Florida. That's very short. A man who defecated 5 times outside a portable classroom at a middle school here was finally caught on camera, and police are on the hunt for him. In early September, someone who showed up at the entrance to the classroom at Fort King Middle School discovered the human feces. The mess was cleaned up, but the incidents kept happening. After the 4th time on September 27th, detectives set up a surveillance camera. Smart move. Friday morning, the perp struck again, and the image is clear. Trying to find a poop sound effects. And, you know, for as many, you know, shit explosions I feature on the show, I can't find anything. I searched for poop, and the best I can come up with is Pop You in the Pooper, that country song by a gay porn star. Straight man, your butt feels great. Don't worry, stupid. Well, next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you. Yeah. Why even bother recording this song? Pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts first, that'll pass, and then you'll see it's no big deal. It is kind of catchy. Turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the ba 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 ba. That is a song by the gay porn star Jeff Stryker. All you fruities, fancy pants out there might recognize that name. Beautiful singing voice. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Kentucky. It was an emotional day in court on Wednesday when a Kentucky doctor defended his actions that resulted in a baby's decapitation. Mikeatra Donaldson, something like that, is suing her OBGYN in his hospital. Donaldson says the 2006 ordeal left her depressed, emotionally unstable, and suffering from constant nightmares. Yeah, seeing your baby's, you know, head pulled off will do that to you. When Dr. Joseph Bellotta took the stand in the $10 million civil case, one issue was not in question. Asked if the force he used in attempting to deliver the baby contributed to causing its head to decapitate, Dr. Bellotta's attorney said, yes, obviously, yes. So the doctor pulled on the baby's head? But that's where the agreement ends. Dr. Bellotta testified that the baby's gestational age was 21 weeks. Dr. Bellotta insists that Donaldson's baby could not have survived delivery regardless of the decapitation. because it was too young to live outside the womb. I guess if the baby's all premature and gooey, the chances of, you know, a head separating from the body from just a little tug is more probable. I guess the prosecution is saying that there were certain drugs that weren't administered to her when she was having contractions. The doctor really didn't do anything. Dr. Bellotta overlooked the premature delivery until it was too late. After several minutes, I felt a give, and I said to myself, "Oh, great, it's delivered," Bellotta said. But unfortunately, at that point, the head was separated from the body. It was a decapitation. Dr. Bellotta testified that he tried for almost an hour to deliver the child, who was stuck in what he called Donaldson's incompetent cervix. Hasn't this poor woman been through enough? Now you're insulting her cervix. Incompetent, meaning one that prevents normal delivery. I've been delivering babies for almost 35 years, and I never ripped a head off of one. I've done over 6,000 deliveries, and I've never had a decapitation, Bellotta said. So to answer your question, no, in my wildest dreams, I didn't expect it at all. Also at issue in this case, Donaldson's claims that emotional damage resulting from seeing her decapitated child as it was delivered and watching as a nurse ran out of the room. Defense attorneys argue Donaldson could not have seen the baby because of the way she was positioned. Does it really matter? Just hearing that your baby's been decapitated by your OBGYN is traumatizing enough. Closing arguments begin tomorrow, which was a few days ago. And finally, today, freaks, Lori Gardner and Brian Sloboda were escorted out of Scranton Police Headquarters in handcuffs last Tuesday, accused of banishing Ms. Gardner's diaper-clad 7-year-old son to a basement coffin as punishment. Ta-da! A couple of the year. Yes, the couple turned themselves into police 8 days after officers were dispatched to a home at 823 Raines Street and 4 days after charges were formally filed in the case. This is a horrific crime, Detective Sergeant Bob Martin said. The investigation is ongoing. Ms. Gardner, 26, and Mr. Sloboda, 31, were arraigned Tuesday. What the hell happened? Give me some details here. This is boring. I'm sorry. Excuse me. City police had been searching for the couple since the charges were filed. Mr. Sloboda was considered a possible flight risk because he has ties to North Carolina. The couple is accused of putting the boy in the basement and repeatedly locking him down there, sometimes all day, as punishment, probably for shitting himself. Ms. Gardner allegedly duct taped the boy's arms to a chair in the basement because he was, quote, squirmy. I added that. Mr. Sloboda also allegedly put a diaper on the child and locked him in a coffin in the basement of the family's home. The coffin is labeled RIP, by the way. It's like one of those, like, Dracula coffins, old-timey ones. Mr. Sloboda also allegedly put a diaper on the child and locked him in a coffin in the basement of the family's home after he returned from school on September 26th with some shitty panties. "Are you here to help me?" the child asked Officer Melissa Forsett. After he hugged her when she arrived at the home, the child told officers that his stepfather often locked him in the coffin in the basement, sometimes binding it shut with duct tape as punishment. Duct tape is so fucking versatile, isn't it? His parents would tell him that there are ghosts living in the basement. On September 26th, the child said Mr. Sloboda restrained him in the coffin by placing a chair on top of it, though he managed to push it open before calling out for help. As for the parents' defense, Ms. Gardner allegedly admitted the child was put in the basement for punishment and that his arms and hands were duct taped, but she stated they were merely playing a game. Inside the dark basement, officers found the coffin, a broken toilet swarming with flies and ticks, and a Camel Exotic Blends light. Got from his camel points, hanging over a bar in the basement, the only light source in the room. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Vince from Seattle, Washington. Hi, slideshow member here. Fat Man was the first one to say slideshow, in case you're wondering.
Oh, is that right? Can't say anything right. Meowness slideshow.
A few things real quick. Great interview, by the way, with the careless stilting fairy that he is.
Yes, the glory hole guy. Great interview. I agree.
For all the other careless fairies out there complaining that you weren't rude or crude enough to this guy or calling him, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking a storied view, all right? And when you interview people, let them talk and just dig their own hole.
Exactly. That's always the best method.
You don't need to chime in like you did. You did a good job on it. You already called him a monster faggot. I don't think you need to call that guy anything else.
Yeah, you just sprinkle the insults throughout the interview. It doesn't have to be heavy-handed.
Well, he is what he is. Anyways, I just hate when people like start talking over other people and they're trying to talk. I get that shit all the time when I'm talking to people and just bug the fuck out of me. Let me fucking talk. Don't fucking talk over me.
Well, that's definitely what I'm trying to do. I love to talk. This is what I do on my show. And so as I've been doing more and more interviews over the year, that's what I'm trying to teach myself to do, is just shut up and let the person talk.
Fucking shut your mouth and listen. And second of all, I just want to say that I hate Facebook, dude. You get so many fucking idiots who just want to tell you about how stressful their day is.
I know.
Quote Jesus Christ. And to top it off, I had some guy quote Mark Twain. I remember that fucking guy who used to smoke weed at the skate park in high school. Why the fuck is this guy quote?
Everyone's an intellectual. Yeah, I mean, Facebook is good for some things. I love posting new shows and getting comments about that, but I could give a rat's ass about most of the people on there.
Hey, Tim.
Friends.
This is Nard.
Nard!
I've been catching up for the past month or so, and I've been behind for a long time.
Okay.
And I just heard about your dad. I'm sorry to hear.
Well.
And I extend my condolences.
Thank you.
I know it's hard to do a show when you're kind of, emotionally wrecked. So.
That's true.
I know how it feels. From time to time.
Thank God.
Anyway,
it's one of my talents. I can just put that aside.
Okay, so have a good one.
I've always been pretty good with
keep
that.
Keep it nasty and dirty.
Thank you very much. I plan on doing that. Oh, a lot of great stuff coming up on the. Today's an extended show. I don't know if I mentioned that. Tuesdays typically are. A lot of great audio coming up. Joey, who you all may remember, I'm sure, sent in some audio from some porn he was watching. He likes to watch the Gooners. He's the one that told me about Gooners, I think, originally. He kind of is a Gooner himself. He was practicing for a while. A novice, if you will. A novice baiter. So I've got some audio from him. Some weird sex videos that I came across myself. Really great audio. So if you're not a Sideshow member, you really should sign up so you can hear all of this crap. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. It's Happy Goatee from Virginia. Dude, I have been listening to your show for a long-ass time, and I can tolerate a lot of audio, but today's show, October 3rd...
What I do.
What
I do.
You played the hot dog, the shit hot dog.
I know. It wasn't even gay shit. I thought that's what he was going to say.
Yeah, fast forward.
No.
I don't know what
a girl eating a hot log was much for him.
You know, it's exit-only shit. You're not supposed to eat it, man.
I know that, and you know that, but apparently this broad didn't know that. She was dunking it in her wine.
You do it, Jimmy Boo. This is Rip Cunt from Hartford, Connecticut.
Hi, Rip Cunt.
And I'm calling in regards...
Member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse, Rip Cunt is on the phone, everyone.
And I'm calling in regards to the guy that left a voicemail about his wife throwing up on his dick. I was giving a blowjob to a guy a couple weeks ago, and he wanted me to throw up on his dick. Well, the problem
really?
Is I have no gag reflex.
See, some guy now. See, that's a good thing for most guys. This guy actually wanted you to puke on his dick. Ladies, if you have any caught gagging or throw up stories, voicemail into the show. Or if you don't want your voice on the program, you can just email me your stories.
I was having to try and fake it, and yeah. So
you had a fake cock gag because you have no gag reflex.
Well, story,
that's so sad.
I couldn't throw up on his dick. So maybe he wants to do some swapping a little bit. I don't know.
Well.
And bring back the questions with Satan. We miss it. Bye.
All right. I'll do my best.
Hey, Tim. This is Andre. Don't forget my call. Things are better now. I got a great Yahoo answer for you. I have too many mutts. Can I feed them to my two favorite dogs? That's a pretty good one. Oh, and also,
I like his comments more than anything. Like his reaction.
Six new episodes leading up to a major film.
Yes, of course. I know all about Arrested Development.
Hey, you butt-fucking mutant. This is Lifetime member Chris from Monterey.
Hi, Chris.
I just fucked myself and you helped me. I'm sitting there messing with my phone in my car, listening to an older episode, and
a
group of officers walk by. I'm at the Naval Post Grad School in Monterey, and a large group of them, and they're staring at me because you had just announced over my car speakers that a deaf girl gets her asshole wrecked, and started playing some of the audio of this deaf girl getting nailed in the pooper.
I love that. Why do you people ride around in your car with the windows down and listen to Distorted View? That's a recipe for disaster.
This is going to make classes a little bit interesting for the next couple days.
Yes.
So, thanks.
He's the guy that was listening to a deaf girl get anally raped.
Hey, faggot. This is a loyal Sideshow member. I called a while back and said I was going to send you the Happy Hot Dog Man for your birthday.
Yes, I never got a Happy Hot Dog Man for my birthday.
And, well, after 2 months of back order and,
You've got to be shitting me. The Happy Hot Dog Man is on back order?
They doubled the order and then they added $15 shipping. Then it overdrafted my bank.
We are a sad, sad civilization.
Showed
or
up 2 minutes late.
Species.
Needless to say,
we don't pay for anything.
It cost me $70 for the stupid fucking as seen on.
Wait a second. Wait. So this Happy Hot Dog Man, where you could you purchase one and they end up giving you four of them plus the ketchup monster and the mustard man, they sell it for $10 plus shipping and handling and processing. That comes out to $70.
It ended up costing me $70
for a racket.
Stupid fucking as seen on TV product. You're gonna be getting this soon. Anyway,
I don't even really want it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, thank you. I mean, I appreciate it, and I will use it. Maybe I'll probably just end up giving it away as a prize because I'm getting like what, four of them now. Great.
Your dad died, but you can play with your Happy Hot Dog Man.
Sorry, your dad died. Here's a Happy Hot Dog Man.
And you can cut your penis into man shapes. So I'm going to kick the fuck out of my.
Who was that in the background screaming? Ew! It sounded like a child. Okay, I gotta.
You will die. All right.
I gotta check out of that one. Thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an OGOD.
Nigga.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.